Judge Samuel Alito's moment in the glow of the Senate Judiciary Committee flickered with little incident this past week. In hearings on his nomination to the Supreme Court, Alito diligently answered windy questions with discourses on procedure and judicial practices. By the end of the week, Capitol Hill consensus held that Democratic senators talked the momentum out of any effort to derail Alito's nomination. It's expected to come to the Senate floor in the coming week, although that may prove elusive, putting Alito in line to win a approval to replace Associate Justice Sandra Day O'Connor on the nation's highest court. Practical politics is never far from the surface in Washington, particularly on Capitol Hill. After the hearings ended, we spoke with two seasoned political insiders. Republican pollster Whit Ayers joined us in the studio, and Democratic consultant Jim Jordan was on the phone from Vermont. I asked Jim Jordan whether he thought judicial issues and court appointments would be a consequential political issue this year.
Well, guys like Whit and me will do our best to try to inject this type of thing into elections. But in truth, most of the voters who really decide elections aren't focused on anything like this. It's a dim roar, if anything. Voters are focused on things that affect their lives much, much more directly than an obscure judge who may or may not be headed to the Supreme Court. There's not much there. I will say there's one member of the Senate who's a little on the spot here, Lincoln Chafee of Rhode Island. A very moderate Republican has a tough primary from a much more conservative Republican. A yes vote on Alito hurts him in the general if he makes it. A no vote on Alito hurts him in the primary. He's feeling the squeeze. Other than that, there aren't going to be huge ramifications for anyone.
Whit, do you agree with that? No political resonance.
I agree with him that most voters are going to make their decisions based upon issues that are closer to their hearts. Where it does matter, though, is with the Republican base voters. They are very pleased with Alito. And from their perspective, the Roberts and Alito nominations will be two of the signal accomplishments of the Bush administration.
Let's move to some other issues, though, that are around Washington. First, Jack Abramoff, Washington lobbyist. He's talking with prosecutors about his financial relationships with members of Congress, and both Democrats and Republicans are being talked about. And then, of course, there's Republican Tom DeLay's existing legal problems, his connections with Abramoff. What about that? How deeply can these two things cut into GOP security?
Well, they can cut into attitudes about Congress across the board. There are a lot of Democrats and Republicans that are really nervous right now. The ratings of Democrats in Congress are every bit as low as the ratings for Republicans in Congress, and this could only drive them lower. I do think they need to do some aggressive lobbying reform. Their bills moving in both sides now of Congress, and I think that needs to happen fairly quickly. But we won't really be able to judge the ramifications of this whole scandal until we find out what Mr. Abramoff has told the prosecutors, and nobody knows that yet except him and the prosecutors.
Jim, is it even Stephen here with the Democrats, do you think?
Of course not. That's ridiculous. This is a Republican scandal. Jack Abramoff is a prominent Republican. He's never made a contribution to a Democrat. The Democratic names who have surfaced in this have never met Jack Abramoff, have never been lobbied by him. And most importantly, the atmosphere in Washington, in Congress, that's allowed a scandal like this to happen was created by Republicans, created by people like Tom DeLay and Rick Santorum and the K Street Project. This is falling squarely in the laps of the Republican Congress.
So, Jim, in general terms, do you actually expect these scandals in Washington to actually influence the electorate and the campaigns this year?
Sure. It's an important explainer for voters. Poll after poll shows that a big majority of voters think that the country is seriously off track. And this is an explanation for it. Voters understand that Congress is not really doing its job, paying attention to the issues that matter. They're more interested in golf junkets with lobbyists and fundraising.
Whit, what do you think? What's your impression? Will the scandals influence the political year?
They're a piece of the whole environment that we can't really evaluate until we know how it's going to turn out. I do think that both Democrats and Republicans have something to fear from this, and we'll just have to see how it plays out over the next few months.
Other factors in the environment, the political environment as we look forward to these elections, are the economy and the war. Is one going to be more important than the other? Is one going to be the most important issue for voters this year?
I do think Iraq is probably the number one issue, followed very closely by the economy. And then there are a number of other issues, such as immigration, the Medicare prescription drug benefit, a number of other things that Congress can do to help improve the mood before November. But it's going to come down to Iraq and the economy.
Jim, you agree with that?
I agree, absolutely, and that's a good thing for Democrats.
Well, what do you think about that, Jim? Elaborate on that. On which issue can the Democrats run better, the economy or the war?
Well, I think both equally. This is George Bush's war. This is a Republican war. It's been another bloody week in Iraq, another bloody month in Iraq. The Bush administration keeps telling us there's light at the end of the tunnel, but frankly, most people don't see it, and certainly voters don't see it. Voters just don't feel like the economy is improving. They feel squeezed. They don't feel better off. They see that the economy has benefited, and the Bush tax cuts have benefited a very narrow band of wealthy Americans. But most Americans don't feel like the Bush economy has done much for them.
But the reality is the economy is doing well. We had 4.3% growth in the last quarter. There's nothing to suggest that the economy is doing anything other than chugging along at a nice, steady growth rate. And that's going to help the Republicans in the long run.
Will then the Republicans be vulnerable on the war?
It depends upon what the status is of the war come October, and I don't think any of us knows that. There's lots of good news with the successful elections. They're working to form a government now. If they form a government successfully, and if Iraq is less violent and more stable come October, then I think the Republicans benefit. If not, then the Democrats benefit.
Jim, when you and Whit were last on the show, Brian Naylor was hosting the program back in the fall. And Jim, you actually talked then about the need for the Democrats to get it together on an agenda beyond just saying, don't blame us, we're not in the majority. Have you seen any progress in that direction?
Well, yes, of course I have. The Democrats are preparing around the State of the Union to roll out very ambitious agenda of their own, an agenda focused on reform of government, bring honesty back to government, and one that connects substantively with the real needs and wishes and aspirations and worries of Americans. Frankly, this is going to be an election that is more a referendum on Republican control of government than anything else, but it is important that Democrats have something positive to offer. It hasn't been important over the past year or so, but come election time, voters need to understand that Democrats have a positive alternative, and we're preparing to roll that out shortly.
With the Republicans are noted for adhering to the message, staying on point, party unity. Is the glue going to hold as the election year unfolds?
Well, we'll see, but when the alternative is a Howard Dean, Nancy Pelosi-led alternative party, I think that's a wonderful glue for Republicans.
Republican pollster Whit Ayers is president of the Washington consulting firm Ayers McHenry & Associates. Democratic consultant Jim Jordan was a campaign manager for Democratic presidential nominee John Kerry. Whit, thank you.
Thank you very much.
And Jim, thank you very much.
Pleasure to be with both of you.